we do thank God, amen, on this Sunday. God has a word for us.
Amen.
We're grateful for what he's been speaking unto us so far this year. I ask you to turn with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 2. And as you do that, amen, just are reminded of what God has been saying unto us so far this year, amen, that, you know, it's only been a couple of weeks, but how many of you know, you got to stay, you got to keep in mind what God has already said.
Amen. That's right.
And
that's right.
The book of Hebrews says that we need to give the more earnest heed to the word we have heard, lest at any time we would let it just slip, amen. And so we have to realize that the word that you're about to hear is important, but the word that you heard, the Bible says you have to give the more earnest heed to that.
Yeah.
Because God has already given you direction, and it's important to follow that direction, because God builds line by line, precept by precept.
Amen.
If you get to the second or third part of the line, but you've got the first part of the line, then it becomes difficult to execute that third part of the line.
Exactly.
That's why you've got to get the more earnest heed to what you heard already. Don't be so inclined, I can't wait to hear today's word. That's fine, hear today's word, but don't forget yesterday's word.
Right,
exactly.
Amen. Because today's word builds on yesterday's word.
Right, right.
Amen. And so we're just reminded of how God has been bringing us through so far this year. Amen. He told us that we are going to take it to the house. Amen.
Right.
We're going to accomplish, we're going to achieve, we're going to obtain, we're going to grow, we're going to build, we're going to prosper, we're going to increase. Amen.
Yes.
We're going to do all these things this year. Why?
Right.
Because we're going all the way. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to take it to the house.
Amen.
Those things that you wanted to change about yourself, this is the year of change. Amen.
Amen.
The things that you wanted to change in your life, this is the year of that change. Amen.
Yeah.
The thing that you wanted to accomplish, the goals that you sort of had, sort of buried deep on the inside of you, this is the year to see it come to pass. How many believe that? Amen.
Amen.
That this is the year for that. Amen. So
amen.
We're taking it to the house. We're going all the way. We're crossing the goal line.
Yes.
We're crossing the finish line.
Yes.
Amen. We're coming away with the spoil. Amen.
Yes.
We're going to have things to celebrate on a regular basis. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Why? Because God's going to keep pouring and pouring and pouring out into our lives
as
we continue to follow Him.
That's right.
And do what He says, how He says it should be done. Amen?
Yes. Right.
We're taking it to the house. Amen. That's what He told us. But it's according to His will.
That's right.
Right? He told us, not our will, your will be done. It's according to His will. And we're going to pursue the will of God, and we're going to pursue it not through toiling and struggle and all that, right? Because we don't live under the curse,
right.
But we live under the blessing.
Yeah, right.
And under the blessing, amen, there's no more toiling.
Sorrow and sweating and all those things.
Why? Because we now come unto Jesus and He shows us how to do it. Walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it.
Yeah.
And flow in that unforced rhythm of grace.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to get it done.
Right.
Isn't that a blessing? That you're going to get more done this year with less effort on your own.
Amen.
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 Amen. You're going to get more done this year.
Yes.
With less personal effort.
Yeah.
Because you're finally going to flow in the grace of God. That's good news right there. It's not about you having to now double down and double up. No, it's about you saying, I'm doing it God's way.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not toiling anymore. Amen. God told us last week, we got to do our part.
That's right.
Right? Why? Because He already did His part.
That's right.
He already gave you the land.
Yeah.
Right? He gave the children of Israel the land, and He said, now dispossess the people who are in it.
That's right.
Amen?
Yeah.
I've given you the land, now get rid of those inhabitants.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
And what He told us last week, what His grace is sufficient for us. We're going to be what? Strong in the Lord. And in the power of His might.
Yes.
I'm not trying to be strong.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Don't you try to be strong in yourself.
Yeah.
God told us what to be strong in.
Amen.
Strong in the Lord, the power of His might. And Paul, amen, preaching, and he's getting vexed by enemies, and he says, God, take these people away from me. And God said, I'm not doing it. What? My grace is sufficient. And God's grace is sufficient for Paul, and guess what? It's sufficient for us too, amen?
That's right.
We have sufficient grace. And watch this. This is why you know you don't have to be working and toiling for what it is that God wants for you, Brother Don. You know why you don't have to toil for it? Because he said his grace is sufficient.
Right.
That means his grace is enough. Truth of the matter is his grace is more than enough.
Yeah.
And so if his grace is more than enough, why do we think we got to add our work to it?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
We don't have to add our work to it.
That's right.
We just have to believe in the sufficient grace of God.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And so that's where we are. And God is keeping us here. We're going to leave him when God says leave. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to continue to talk about this grace of God because it's so important. Because we really have embraced, whether knowingly or not, we have this sort of theology that's based on performance.
Oh, yeah.
Because we grow up this way. We grow, we even teach our kids this way. We don't mean any harm, but we tell them, if you work hard, if you do this, and if you do that, you'll have a good life.
Yeah.
And so we become conditioned that in order to receive things, it's based on our performance.
Yeah.
We even tell kids, if you clean up your room,
yeah,
I'll give you something.
Right.
You see
right.
what I mean?
Right.
So there's nothing necessarily wrong with that, except if you become, see, you got to be careful what you do in the natural because you can then bring it over into the spirit.
That's true.
And see, if you now bring that into how you have your relationship with God, you now think God will give you stuff if you do certain things.
Wow.
If you clean up your room, God will bless me.
Wow.
You see what I mean?
Yeah,
and
right.
God's not blessing you based on what you're doing or what you will do. God blesses us based on what Jesus has already done.
Yes,
that's called grace.
Yes, that's
he blesses you even when you don't deserve it. That's
right.
called grace.
Yes,
it's
right.
undeserved. Mm-hmm. Amen. So we can't go to God thinking, well, God's going to bless me if I do certain things.
Yeah.
Hmm? If I'm a good Christian, God will. If I pray more, if I start reading more, if I do this more. And again, there's certain things you should be doing. But don't believe that God needs you to do those things
right.
in order
right.
to bless you.
Right.
You're
right.
blessed according to the grace
yes.
of God.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
It's the grace of God. It's undeserved.
That's right.
Yes. It's favor. It's power that God gives unto you as his child. By grace. Amen.
Amen.
And we really, when you think about it, we have so many things that are in us for so long, for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, one sermon can't get out of you years of cultural conditioning.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
There are times where you need more than that.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
You've been thinking something for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years or more.
Right.
And you think one word now you're just going to break everything. Now, is God able to do it? Yes, he is. But God said when he told those people, how the children of Israel, how he was going to rid the land of their enemies. He said, little by little,
yes, sir.
I'll get rid of the enemy.
Right.
And see, we live in this microwave society. That's why a lot of us get frustrated with God. Because we want it lot by lot.
Right, right.
Much by much. And God doesn't work that way. He says little by little.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so some of the things we've been thinking for a long time, they don't come out of us right away. Amen.
Amen. Right.
We have to constantly renew the mind.
Right.
That's why faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. You've got to keep, right? You keep yourself there. Why? Because it takes time to break down some of these strongholds that we've had, that have built up. Amen. These things that we've been taught by well-meaning people, and yet, you know, it's holding us back, and we don't understand. I don't know if there's anybody in here who at some point in their life hasn't understand why God hasn't moved. Have you ever wondered why God hasn't moved?
Amen.
And you said, I've done this, I've done that, I've done this, and I've done that. I don't understand why God hasn't moved.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were expecting him to move based on what you've done.
Yeah.
And God moves on the basis of what Jesus has done.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about receiving the grace of God. Amen?
Amen.
And so this year, we're going to accomplish more. We're going to take it to the house. We're going to do God's will. We're going to achieve, and we're going to prosper, and we're going to attain, and we're going to be, and we're going to do it with no sweating, no toiling, no sorrow, none of those things, because we're going to be operating in the grace of God.
Yes, yes.
Glory to God. Amen.
That's the word.
Amen. Glory to God. We said we're in Ephesians chapter 2, right?
Yeah.
Let's read the word. We'll pray, and then we'll continue to hear from the Lord. I'm starting at verse number 8 in Ephesians 2. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. Let's stop right there. Amen. Amen. For by grace are ye saved.
Amen.
Through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God.
Yes.
Not of works, lest any man should boast.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, we bless you and thank you, God, right now for bringing us here to this point. We thank you, God, for everything that's transpired, and we thank you even the more for what you're about to do. Father, we believe you're going to speak a word of life unto us. A word, God, that will open our eyes that can cause us to see things that we haven't seen before. Father, we thank you right now, God, for our lives being transformed, not by might, nor by power, but by your Spirit, oh God. And Father, we yield to your word right now. We hunger and thirst for it. We believe we shall be filled with righteousness. And we give you the praise in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you to bless every ear, make it a listening ear. Bless every heart, make it receptive. And Father, I ask you to bless me, strengthen me, use me for your glory. I humble myself under your hand, God. You be glorified, you be magnified. Let us hear your words and your voice only. And Father, to you only we will give the praise for it all. Father, we bless you even now by faith, because we believe you're going to do something great. And we give you the glory now. In Jesus'
name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our title today is By the Grace of God. Amen. By the grace of God. We're staying on this thing of grace, amen, because it's so important. So we are talking today by the grace of God. And that's our subject. Amen.
Amen.
By the grace of God. We are going to achieve things this year. We're taking it all away. Amen. We're going to the house. Taking it to the house. How are we going to do it?
By the grace
of God.
Amen.
We're going to achieve things and long-held goals and visions and dreams. How are we going to do it?
By the grace of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. But watch this. You're going to get through the rest of this afternoon. And how are you going to do it?
By the grace of God.
Watch this. You're going to make dinner tonight. And how are you going to make it?
By the grace of God.
Right.
Everything we do, listen, let's not relegate God to the big things.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Let's put God in everything, because truly that's where he is and that's where he wants to be.
Amen.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God. It says in the big things. Right? It just says seek them first.
That's right.
Amen. That's in everything.
Amen.
Amen. And then yesterday, I shared with you this. Yesterday morning, woke up, and you know, Saturday morning, had a lot of things to do, things on the agenda. You know how it is, right? And I wanted to send the scripture to my wife and to Brother James. Amen. The scripture for today. And, you know, I sent it Saturday morning by email, and there's no internet connection in the house. And then we have two internet connections, right? I don't understand at all. You have to talk to my wife about it. But, amen? My wife needs to stay around for a long time, because I'll be lost. If you don't understand, amen? All, you know, your wife just stay home. You don't understand. My wife keeps my life together.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise God.
Anyway, I don't understand this whole two internet thing, but both of them wasn't working.
Wow.
And I have a lot of things to do. And I'll be honest with you, amen. If things are supposed to work, I expect them to work.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just how I am.
Right, right.
And if they don't work, if they don't work, brother, let you know, I'm not too happy about this.
Amen.
Sister Fidelis will tell you, I don't like her printer. Because her printer is always offline. And it's like, all I want to do is print a letter. And she'll ask me, did you do this? I said, babe, I know how to print a letter. And I get so frustrated, you know? And so I'm not good at that. The Lord is working on me, Brother Les. He is. It didn't matter. But I'm not there yet.
Right.
But the Lord's working, and I'm cooperating.
Right.
A lot of people might say, the Lord's working on me. Yeah, but are you cooperating?
Amen.
He can be working against your will. So the thing wasn't working. I had all these things to do, and I'm thinking, all I want to do is send this email. And so I called upstairs and I said, Faye, can you check the internet connection and reset it? And so she was up there, and usually you hear some tinkling. I didn't hear anything. I knew she went into the room and she's doing whatever she's doing. And then meanwhile, I'm still trying to get the thing. I'm hitting diagnose the problem. You know how you hit that thing? Diagnose the problem. And it's running its checks and everything else. And it's telling you something's wrong. I'm thinking, no kidding, right? And, and then she said, okay, it's reset. Right? I'm still getting nothing, right? I just said, okay. And I hit the diagnose again. It's not doing anything. And I'm sitting there. And I'm just, you know how you try not to get mad, right? So I'm just okay. And then I just, okay, this thing's not working. And then it said I was connected. But I had no internet access. You ever get those messages?
Yeah.
You're connected, but there's no internet access.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, I don't want to call my wife again, but she already took the time to try to, right? So then I was about to say that, and then the Lord just said, I'm just telling you the truth of this thing, because this is how God is working right now.
Right.
He said, you have grace for that.
Jesus.
I'm telling you, I closed my eyes and I said, Lord, you're right. I just ask you right now, God, for your grace to fix this problem. And I believe, Lord, that you love me, and that, Lord, that you're releasing your grace in this situation. In Jesus' name. I'm telling the truth. I opened my eye, brother was back in there.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now, this is a small thing, but this is what God is doing. God teaches you things in small things. Because if you can't believe that you can receive the grace of God to restore your internet connection, how do you believe that you can receive the grace of God to restore a broken relationship?
Exactly.
If you can't believe on the lesser, don't trick yourself into believing that you can believe on the greater.
That's right.
Amen. That's why God says to you, give away $10. Why? Because he wants you to get to the point where he can tell you, give away $1,000 and you don't play. But if you're struggling and choking on this 10, you're never going to get to the point where you can give away $1,000.
That's right.
Wow.
True.
That's
the Lord.
If somebody said, I want to give away $1,000. But then you don't understand. You understand how God works.
Exactly.
Huh? Give it. It will be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men pour into your bosom. Watch this. For with the same measure.
Exactly.
That you give it, it'll be given back to you.
Yeah.
So keep giving your $10. You're going to get back in $10 measure. Yeah. See, I want to get back in $1,000 measure.
Yeah. That's right.
You understand?
Yeah.
But God has to bring us there little by little. And so, listen, so that encouraged my heart to say, you know what, Lord, it shows. Yeah, Lord, even in this small situation, relatively small, but you knew this mattered to me. And there was grace available for this.
Yes.
And there's grace available in every other area of our lives. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to accomplish things and do things, great and small. Not because we're struggling, not because we figured it out, not because we built a better mousetrap, not because we Googled it, not because we researched it, not because we got a connection, not because we got a hookup, not because of anything except because of the grace
of God.
That's right.
And when we stop trying to toil and push and grind it out, I'm telling you, the quality of our life is going to get better.
Amen?
Amen. You're going to have more peace of mind and peace of heart because you're not so busy striving anymore.
Amen.
You're truly trusting in God's love for you, His goodness toward you, and His grace that's upon your life. Amen.
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 That's the Lord.
Now, but we have to receive this grace and get out of this performance-based theology that we have. Amen. I've been a good little Christian. God was pleased with Jesus before He did one work of ministry. Amen. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. He said that after Jesus got baptized. Jesus didn't even start His ministry yet.
Right.
And God was already pleased with him.
Yeah.
So why do you think you need to do something first before God is pleased with you?
Wow. Amen.
You're in Christ Jesus. God's already pleased with you because you've accepted His Son.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. This is my beloved Son. Hear Him. Peter wants to build tents. Well, let's build tents for you and Elijah and for Moses. Mm-hmm. And he told Peter, keep quiet, Peter. This is my beloved Son. Hear ye Him. Amen. I don't need you to build a tent. I just need you to listen to my Son. Do you hear what God is saying to you?
Yeah.
I don't need you to build a tent. I just need you to listen to my Son.
Yeah.
I don't need you to build this and to do that. And that. I just need you to listen to my Son.
Amen.
Let's look at the scripture today. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace are ye saved. Let's make the connection. Amen. How are we saved? By grace.
Right.
Amen. We're saved by grace. Amen. It says we're saved by grace through faith.
Mm-hmm.
Now the grace comes from God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's His part.
Yeah.
The faith comes from you through God. Because God gives us the faith. Amen. But we have to exercise our faith in His grace in order to be saved. I want you to know something right now. This will mess somebody up.
Lord Jesus.
I'm going to say it this way, and then, you know, just keep listening after. Amen?
Amen.
Everybody's sin has been forgiven.
Right.
Bless the Lord.
Jesus took away the sin of the world.
Amen.
But everybody's sin is not forgiven if they don't receive the grace.
Jesus. Amen.
In other words, listen, Jesus died for everybody's sin.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't die for yours.
Exactly.
He died for everybody's sin.
Uh-huh. Jesus.
But until you receive what Jesus has done, what He's done has no bearing on you.
That's right. That's right. That's true.
That's why Jesus died once for all.
Right.
He didn't die once for some.
Right.
He died once for all.
Right.
But all aren't saved because all don't accept what Jesus has done.
That's true. That's true.
But grace is in the earth for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's only experienced by those who receive it through Jesus Christ.
That's true. That's
you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So grace is there. So we're saved by grace, but we have to have faith and trust and belief in how that grace is there. And it comes through Jesus Christ. That's why we have to confess the Lord Jesus and believe that God raised Him from the dead, and then we're saved.
Amen.
See? But if you don't want to do that, then the grace that is otherwise available to you, you can't get it.
That's true.
Wow.
That's true.
You understand?
Yes.
So grace is there for us. But we have to tap into the grace. How? By faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's by grace that you are saved through faith.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have faith in what? Faith in yourself? Faith in your good works? No. Faith in the grace.
Yeah.
Right? Faith in the grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
So look what it says. It's by grace we are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. And verse 9 makes it clear. Not of works. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about what you do. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Because as God said, let any man should boast. If salvation was based on what you would do, people would be walking around bragging.
That's right. That's right.
And watch this now. But see, when it comes away from salvation, people believe that, oh, I got my house because, you know, man, I remember that. You know, I got my house 3 years ago, and I was at a time, man, I really was deep into the Word.
Yeah.
And I was praying and fasting, and I mean, I was just doing everything that the Lord wanted me to do. And God blessed me with a house. See, that makes it seem like God gave you the house because of what you did.
Right, right.
See, I was doing all these things, and God blessed me.
Right, amen.
That's the works.
Yes, it is.
Amen?
Yeah.
That's the works. But when we learn to it that the grace of God is there, if I was saying to you right now, glory to God, this is just the truth, that the grace of God is in this place. The grace of God, the favor and the power of God is right here, right now, to help you with every situation you have. Why in the world are you going to start doing some work?
Mm-hmm.
It would seem to me the only thing you should say is, how do I get it? Why do you want to just roll up your sleeves and start doing some work? God's grace, and I know what Paul said. He said, if it's grace, then it's not works, right? See, it can't be both.
Exactly.
Grace means is that it's just freely given unto you. You don't deserve it. You don't have to work for it. If you're working for it, those are wages.
Yeah.
Those are wages. Those are things you earn. You can't earn a gift.
That's right.
Right.
Exactly.
And it says it's the gift of God.
Mm-hmm.
You can't earn a gift. Can you imagine if you had to work for your birthday gift? Christian, during your birthday yesterday. Can you imagine that in order to get your birthday gift, your mother said you had to do some work first? It's not a gift. You earned that.
Exactly.
Right.
But salvation is a gift. Now think about this. I think we're okay with receiving salvation as a gift of grace. Because we know we can't do anything to save ourselves.
That's right.
At least most of us, right?
Right. Yeah.
But here's the other thing. There's things that are part of the salvation package, so to speak, that we somehow believe we gotta work for. Salvation is not just your ticket to heaven. Salvation is your health. It's your healing.
Yeah.
It's your prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
It's your protection.
Yeah.
It's your peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's your deliverance. It's your redemption.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
It's your love. Lord. It's your joy. It's your increase.
Mm-hmm.
That's all a part of salvation.
Yeah.
So watch this then. If salvation is received by grace, how do you think you're going to receive everything else that's a part of salvation?
Right.
By grace.
Yeah.
And it's not by works.
Right.
It's in your faith in the grace. It's by your faith in the grace. That's why you have to know, listen, when it comes to your peace in your home and in your heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's by grace you're going to receive that peace.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right? See, but when you start going, I'm not going to argue with my husband anymore. And some people do this. Before, I'm going to learn how to control my anger. What you going to do? I'm going to count to 10 before I say anything. See, that's based on works.
Yeah.
It's based on you counting to 10.
Right.
I tell you this right now. You can count to infinity and beyond, and you're still going to have an anger problem if you don't receive God's grace.
That's true.
It's by God's grace that you're going to have self-control.
Right.
It's not going to be through your works. I'm going to count to 10. I'm going to think about flowers in the field on a bright sunny day. It's by grace.
Amen.
Huh? It's by grace that you're going to receive the healing that you need. It's by, watch this, somebody's going to get messed up. It's by grace that you're going to get that job that you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, sir.
It's not because you get up in the morning with your plan. I'm gonna, I know what I'm going to do. I'm getting in the morning, I'm gonna have my coffee, I'm gonna go to the bank, I'm gonna go over there, I'm gonna hit monster.com, I'm gonna put snag a job, get a job, want a job, bang a job. You know what I mean? I'm gonna do all these things and then I'm gonna get a job.
Sure.
See, you can do that if you want, but I'm telling you this, if I need a job, I'm getting it by the grace of God.
Yeah.
Now watch this. Doing it, things by the grace of God don't mean that you don't do anything. It means that you understand that what you do is not is not the determining factor in the result.
Right.
Because what is that? It says, it's by grace you are saved, what? Through faith. Right. And we understand from James that faith without works is dead.
Right. Yes, sir.
But it's not the works of saying, well, if I don't do it, it's not going to get done. What James is saying is that faith has corresponding action.
Right,
right. Right.
If you're believing God for a job, then you will have some corresponding action right. that gives evidence to your faith.
Wow.
True.
That's true.
But you understand you're not getting the job because of your action, but if you're getting the job because of His grace, and your action is just cooperating with His grace. What do you mean? For example, so you get up in the morning, I'm looking for a job, but you believe, God, I believe the grace of God is with me to get the job that I need to pay me the money that I need.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
And I now receive your grace. You got to say this out your mouth.
Right.
How did you get saved? You had to say it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? You have to say it. So now you're going to say, and I receive your grace, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. I receive your grace to get the job of my dreams. Now, you're going to have to do two things. One, do what the situation requires. If you're looking for a job, the situation requires that you look for a job.
Right. Right.
So you're not excused from doing things just because you can't sit on a rock and go, well, I'm getting baptized in the grace of God. You have to do what the situation requires.
Exactly.
Amen? So if the situation requires that you make a couple of phone calls, you send out your resume, then that's what you have to do.
Right.
Right?
Yes, sir.
But then also, too, God's going to speak to you as you now are depending on His grace.
True.
And He now will tell you where to send your resume.
Exactly.
He now will tell you who to call.
Right.
Right? He then will grace you that when you go on that interview, that your words will carry more influence than you've ever had before when you've gone on an interview. Because now you're not depending upon your resume and your skills and your ability. Well, I'm just going to go in there and tell them I was ahead of the thing and I did this and I did that. You ever go to interviews like that thinking people are going to be impressed with you?
Right. Yeah, I've done this, done that.
They just look at you,
Exactly. That's true. Yeah. True.
Because you were relying on yourself and you thought that your background and your experience was going to knock them off their feet.
Right.
But if you're relying on the grace of God, you just go in there with the humility of spirit. Amen? And I'm telling you, it's a different thing. And now God can work through you.
That's true.
But you still have to do something.
Right.
Amen?
Yes,
it's not that we're absolved from anything, but what did Jesus say? Walk with me and work with me.
Right.
So we're not, He doesn't say you don't have to do anything, but work with me.
Yeah.
Right? Don't try to do it on your own. So if you need that job, receive that job, then receive the grace of God for the job.
Amen.
And now do what the situation requires. Send out your resume. But keep your ear inclined to God's voice. If He tells you to turn this way or that way, you turn this way or that way. Does it matter if it seems as if you should be going in this direction, but you feel the Spirit of God leading you in the other direction? You go where God's telling you to go.
Right, yes.
Amen. Why? Because where He's telling you to go, that's where His grace is. Amen. And now you're going to go in His favor and His power, and doors are going to be open to you that you didn't even know existed.
Right. That's true.
That's the difference between someone who's relying on God's grace and someone who's relying on themselves. I know how to find a job. I just do this. Then you say, hey, you still looking for a job?
Yeah, man.
Nobody's hiring. No. People are getting hired every day. Nobody's hiring. Nobody's hiring you. Because you're trying to make it happen on your own. But we have to what? We have to receive the grace and all that comes with it. And so we gotta understand, by grace are ye saved through faith. But watch this. By grace you're healed. By grace, you're delivered.
Yeah.
By grace, you're protected.
Thank you, Lord.
By grace, you're promoted.
Yeah.
By grace, you're protected.
Come on.
By grace, you're provided for.
Yeah.
Huh? By grace, you're guided and directed. By grace, you're strengthened. Amen? By grace, you receive wisdom.
Yeah.
Everything we need to do in this life, as a child of God, God has ordained it that we do it according to His grace.
Yeah. Yeah.
By grace. It's by the grace of God. But we grow up in a society, amen, that teaches us that, listen, You know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
Right.
Be self-motivated. Do it yourself. Amen? And we grow up doing that. We think, I can do it on our own.
Right.
Jesus.
But you've tried that before.
Right.
Jesus.
You've tried it. How did it work? I can do it.
Right.
Now, I told us, I got something here today. Holy God. I got to unbutton my jacket. Brother Phil fixing his knees, tucking his shirt. I got something here today I'm going to read for y'all. It's called, I Can Do It Myself.
Amen.
Sesame Street Book Club. I can do it myself.
Sometimes I'm too late.
Well, let's see what it says. It says, I can put my toys away. I can do it myself. I can pour my juice. I can button my buttons. I can comb my hair. I can water my plant. I can put on my boots. I can write my name. I can make my bed. I can do it myself. I can ride my tricycle. I can set the table. I can brush my teeth. I can look at this whole book. I can do it myself. Now, on the back of this book, the author says, you can help foster your child's self-esteem by suggesting age-appropriate activities. Most preschoolers can't tie their shoelaces, but they can pull on their boots. And preschoolers love to help around the house. So encourage them to water a plant, feed a pet, or wipe up a spill.
Yeah.
Nothing makes a preschooler feel more grown up than being able to say, I can do it myself. There are too many Christians who go around believing this.
Wow.
I can do it myself.
Yeah.
I can find a job.
Right.
I can do it myself.
Right.
I can raise my family.
Jesus.
I can do it myself.
Come on.
I can make some money.
Oh, Lord.
I can do it myself.
Wow.
I can learn a new skill. I can do it myself.
Jesus.
Get this book out of here. You can't do it yourself.
That's right.
And see, the world even starts teaching. The world even starts teaching preschoolers.
Exactly.
And you wonder why, by the time you get a grown up, you have a problem receiving freely the grace of God. Because you've been told from the time you were small that you can do it yourself.
Right.
And then you come into the church and Jesus says, without me, you can do nothing.
Right.
And you reject that. What do you mean I can do it? I can do it myself. Some people think they can go to heaven. I can go to heaven. I can do it myself. All I have to do is be a good person.
Right.
And I'm going to heaven. Oh, you telling me I need to believe in Jesus? I can go to heaven. I can do it myself. And it's infected us as Christians.
Yeah.
We believe that there are things that we can do ourselves.
ourselves.
Yeah.
We can't do things on our own.
That's right.
And see, here's the thing. See, people don't want to, they think that, oh, you're preaching a message of weakness. No, 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 no. But understand something. Paul said, I glory in my weakness.
Yeah.
For when I am weak,
then
am I strong.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
So it's weakness, it's a strength.
Yes.
But it's a strength in God,
yes.
Not in you.
Amen.
I'd rather be weak all day long if the power of God rests upon me and allow me to do the things I do.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Right.
So how are we going to accomplish things this year?
Woo!
It's by the grace of God.
Right.
You are not going to do it yourself.
Right.
That's right.
That's more Sesame Street, amen?
Yeah.
That's a Sesame Street theology. So if you're going to come up there, I'll do it myself. You sound like Bert Nerdy. You speak in the language of Bert Nerdy.
Yeah. That's right.
And if you do that and two other people are living by grace, I'm going to give you a Sesame Street thing. One of these things is not like the
other.
Exactly.
How are we going to do it, people?
By the grace of God.
By his power,
you,
and his favor operating in our life.
Amen.
We are rejecting this I can do it myself thing. Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
And the thing was, like, I shared this before with some of you. When I first read that scripture in John 15, verse 5, when Jesus said, without me, we said, I'm the true vine.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, without me, you can do nothing. Man, that thing, I'm telling you, I revolted in my spirit. I remember when I first heard it. I remember where I was. And I remember going, because it was so contrary to what I believe and what I've been taught. All day. What do you mean without you I can do nothing? I remember thinking, I'm like, you mean tell me I can't walk across the floor? I remember I said those very words. Yeah, I can't walk across the floor. And then over the years, I sort of softened it. I came around to about that. Oh, I know what you mean, Jesus. You mean that I can't do anything that lasts. Anything that's worth it, you get in the church. No, only those things done for Christ will last. So I said, oh, that's what it means. And then Jesus said to me, he said, I didn't put no qualifier on it.
That's right. That's right.
He said, without me, you can do
nothing.
I didn't say nothing that will last. I said, you can't do anything.
Yes, exactly.
And then you go to Hebrews 1 and 3, and it says that he upholds or sustains all things by the word of his power.
Right.
So what does that mean? That means Jesus is sustaining everything, including me. I'm standing up here right now, according to the word of his power.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
If Jesus stops sustaining me, I'm going to fall, and this might, I'm going to, amen, I can't even stand up here anymore.
Exactly.
So guess what? I really can't do anything.
That's right.
And that is not weakness. That's the place where you get to liberty in God, where now you're going to be so empowered by his grace that you're going to accomplish more things than you ever did before when you thought it was all about you.
That's right.
And this is why God has us here, because see, receiving God's grace is not a one, oh, receiving grace, go, okay. No, because it's contrary to what you've been taught and what you believe, because you think it's self-reliant thing. Turn with me for a second to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Paul was talking about how Jesus was resurrected and how many people saw him. He was seen as the 500, he was seen as this apostle, that apostle, amen. And in verse 8, he said, and last of all, he, Jesus, was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles that am not meet, or, you know, it's not fitting for me to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But look what Paul says in verse 10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. Come on, somebody.
Yeah,
Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. I want you to know, by the grace of God, you are what you are.
Amen.
And by the grace of God, you will be what God ordained you to be. And by the grace of God, you will have what God has ordained you to have. And by the grace of God, you will achieve the things in your life. How is it going to come? It's going to come by the grace of God.
Amen.
Now look what he says. He said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Look what he said. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain.
Mm-hmm.
But I labored. In other words, I worked.
Right.
He said, but I worked. Mm-hmm. He said, and I worked harder, more abundantly. He said, I worked harder than them all. But then he said, but not I, but the grace of God that was with me.
Right.
So what is he saying? Yeah, I did some things, but don't get it twisted. It wasn't about what I did. It was about the grace of God being with me. But I still had to do some stuff, but I understand that the only reason why my doing was fruitful was because the grace of God was behind my doing.
That's right.
So this is not about you and I being excused from doing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But everything we do according to the grace of God.
Yeah.
So listen, I'm telling you. Everything from great to small in your life, start practicing receiving the grace of God.
Amen.
Stop right where you are. Before you get started, say, Lord, it's by your grace that I'm going to be able to do this. I ask you now, God, release your grace. I receive it right now. Freely is given, freely I receive. And I thank you and I bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You don't got to be long. You ain't got to be going, oh, God, the Father of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the Father. Amen. You don't got to do all that. But just receive the grace. Amen. Just audibly and out loud say to God, I know you have a grace for this. I receive your grace to do this thing.
Yeah.
I receive your grace to write this letter to my boss. I receive your grace as I go into this meeting with the client. I receive your grace as I sit down to talk to my children about changing their behavior. I receive your grace.
Amen.
Do everything according to the grace of God and watch how things be different in your life. Amen. Because what? You're not going to be relying on your power anymore.
That's right.
You're going to be relying on His power. Amen.
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 Bless the Lord.
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4. I can do it myself. I'm telling you, the devil don't mind corrupting the minds of your kids when they're young yet.
Right.
Jesus.
Right.
Jesus.
But it's just Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Amen. I heard a preacher say once, amen. He said, people tell their kids, you can be anything you want to be. He said, how do you can be anything you want to be when God has ordained you to be certain things?
Yeah, exactly.
But we tell our kids, you can do anything you want.
Yeah.
But maybe what your kid is, I want to do this. But maybe that requires an aptitude in math, and your kid can't add one and one.
Exactly. Wow.
Exactly. But they're grace in another way.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
You understand what I mean? So what, you want to force them now to be a mathematician? Do you understand?
Yeah.
And some people are doing that.
Yeah.
Forcing their kids to be doctors and forcing them to be lawyers by telling them, you know, yeah, this is what you're going to do. It runs in the family.
Wow.
Your dad was a lawyer, your granddad was a lawyer, your great-granddad was a lawyer, you're going to be a lawyer.
Right.
Kid wants to be a musician.
Right. Exactly.
Wants to beat the bongos.
Exactly.
But you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And God graced him for that.
Exactly.
But here you are, the parents, and no. You can be the president of the United States if you don't. No, you can't.
Amen. That's right.
Not everybody can be the president of the United States.
That's right.
No, why not my kid? Well,
Exactly.
That's real, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's true.
Oh, my.
What Paul said, he said, by the grace of God,
right.
I am what I am.
That's right.
I'm not what I am because I decided that this is what I was going to be.
Right. Yeah.
I'm this by the grace of God.
Yeah.
I'm an apostle by the grace of God. Don't you know Paul had no intention of being an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ?
That's right.
He was persecuting the church.
Exactly.
He had no intention. It wasn't his goal in life to write the New Testament.
Right. Exactly.
He was busy trying to bring people back and put them in jail.
Exactly.
But by the grace of God. Mm-hmm. He got undeserved favor on that Damascus road. And was given an anointing by God where he received an abundance of revelations mm-hmm. that he had now was inspired by God to put down that we're reading even to this day. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen?
For by the grace of God, Paul said, I am what I am. So what am I? I'm what I am by the grace of God.
Yeah.
I did not grow up in my mind. I'll tell you this right now. I'm doing things right now. There's nothing that I'm doing in my life right now that when I was a kid, I thought I'd be doing.
Right.
I never thought I'd be a lawyer.
Right.
I never thought I'd be a professor.
Right.
And I sure didn't think I'd be a pastor.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
How did this happen?
By the grace of God.
Grace of God.
Do you understand? It happened by the grace of God. Not of works. That any man should boast. That's why people ask, excuse me, I didn't know you was a lawyer. I don't go around because it's not about me.
Right.
It's about the grace of God.
Yes.
And I just live a thankful life.
Right, man. That's right.
Telling you what I did, what I got with. For what? It's by the grace of God.
Yeah.
People who brag think they did it.
Exactly.
That's true.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
People who are bragging think they did it.
Right.
I am what I am by the grace of God. You are what you are by the grace of God. And you will be what you will be. How?
By the grace of God.
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 4. Verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Yeah.
Amen. We live by the grace of God, and that grace is timely. Amen. It is grace that's released in our life, it's favor and power that's released in our life that will help us in our time of need. You got a need today? Amen.
Yeah.
We all have needs. Yeah. Amen. We all have needs. And guess what? There's a grace for that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a grace to help you in your area and your time of need.
Yeah.
And since that's there, wouldn't it be foolish not to access that grace?
Yeah.
And insist on doing it on your own?
Right. Yeah.
It would be foolish. And that's why, listen, we look at our scripture text that's in our bulletin today. Amen. Because, see, when we do things on our own and we try to fix our kids, we try to fix our marriage, we try to fix the situation, we try to fix our finances, we try to fix this thing and fix that thing, many times we end up frustrated.
Yeah.
You know why we end up feeling this, experiencing frustration? Because as Paul says, amen, when he says in Galatians 2 and 21, I do not frustrate the grace of God. See, he understood something. I am what I am by the grace of God. And he was speaking to the Galatians because they were believing in this work-based theology. And he said, why are you going to do that? Otherwise, the grace of God is in vain. But Paul said, I don't frustrate the grace of God. But see, you and I will experience frustration when we frustrate the grace of God.
That's true.
And we frustrate the grace of God by not receiving it or thinking we can receive it, but we're going to add our little.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to add our little to it. God, I know it's your faith, but let me help you out.
Yeah.
Amen? You know who did that? Abraham and Sarah.
Yeah, exactly.
They were graced to bring forth a son that was going to lead to many nations, but God, let me help you out. What did that lead to? Ishmael.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Led to strife in the house and all other kinds of things. We don't need to help God out. We need to do what? To receive His grace. Amen? Amen. So listen, it's by the grace of God that we're going to achieve on this year. Amen.
Amen.
It's by receiving His favor and His power.
Yes.
What did he say by his grace? It's sufficient for us. You don't need anything else.
Amen.
Except this. Don't divorce the need for you to have faith. But not faith in yourself, not faith in what you can do, but faith in the grace.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's by grace that you're saved through faith.
Right.
It's by grace that you're healed through faith.
Right.
It's by grace that you're delivered. It's by grace that you break that habit through faith.
Yeah.
Stop trying to, well, I'm just going to not look at that. No, just rely on the grace.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. And have faith in the grace.
Yeah.
Don't have faith in your willpower to not do it. Amen. Huh?
Yeah.
Because some of us, I can lose weight, I can do it myself. No, you can lose weight better by the grace of God.
Amen. 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 That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
You try losing weight, but it's a high work. You lost 15 pounds and found 17 more.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
You hear people say, quit smoking is easy. I've done it 100 times. Right? Why? Because you tried to quit with a patch and with some gum and.
Yeah.
Exactly. My wife quit smoking by the grace of God. How many of y'all know that somebody
smoked?
Oh!
Like a chimney.
I'm only kidding. But she stopped because God released the grace in her life. There was no gun, there was no pack, there was no nothing. It was the grace of God. And I'm telling you this, and she's never been one of those who had to sneak a cigarette. When God took it, he took it.
Amen.
Now, one time, if she ever go back and say, I feel like smoking again. Now, one time. Why? Because God took it.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
And God can take away your alcoholism. God can take that away from you by his grace.
Yes, exactly.
He can break that addiction. He can break that habit.
Yes, he can.
Amen? He can do everything you need in this life. And he's already done it, in fact, because grace is here for you and me.
Yes, it is.
Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
So we're going to do everything this year, great and small.
Mm-hmm.
By the grace of God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. We are not, going to frustrate the grace of God.
Amen.
And depend on ourselves anymore. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And let's rest on our feet. Let's pray together. And then we'll have communion this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. Glory. Father, we thank you for your grace,
yes,
Jesus.
Father.
We thank you, God, that we live in a dispensation of grace and truth.
Yes, sir.
That, Father God, we no longer have to try to toil and to struggle and strain, oh God, and to work our way in, God. You have made a way through the blood of the Lamb and through the grace that's been released through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for us to be saved. For us to be delivered, for us to be made free. And Father God, we come to you now, we just simply thank you for your grace.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, God, that your grace is sufficient for every situation in our lives.
Yes.
And we thank you, God, that you are leading us and teaching us and showing us how to tap into your grace.
Yes.
How to receive it and not to depend on ourselves for the things we need in this life.
Yes,
Father, we thank you, God, that your grace is available to us, not based on what we do, but based on what your Son has already done.
Yes.
And Father God, he suffered, he bled, he died, he was buried, he rose again, and he ascended to the Father where he forever lives to make intercession for us.
Yes.
Father, it is a done deal. The grace is ours. Father God, we ask you to forgive us all the time that we depended upon ourselves and we didn't look to you and look to you only to receive of your grace. But Father, as we repent, we change not only our mind and our language, but we change our conduct.
Yes,
Jesus.
And Father God, we now lean on and depend on and trust in and have faith in your grace and your love for us.
Yes.
And Father, we believe that as we receive your favor and your power, we shall achieve more in this time in our lives than we ever had before.
Yeah.
Father, we thank you now for the miracles. We thank you now for the testimony. We thank you now for the signs and the wonders. We thank you now, God, for the dreams that shall be fulfilled, that plans that shall succeed and prosper. We thank you now, God, for relationships that are going to be restored. We thank you now for the abundant favor of God being released and manifested in our lives as we rest in the grace and we trust in you, God, to give us of your favor. Father, we bless you. We receive it now. We thank you for your word. In Jesus' great name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.